Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 6, 1806. Sacagawea familiar with the country. Captain Clark reports today that there was frost last night and it was so cold that he could not sleep. He also writes about snow on the mountains they passed last September.
We collected our horses, which were much scattered, which detained us until 9 a.m., at which time we set out and proceeded up the creek, on which we camped 3 miles, and left the road which we came on last fall to our right, and ascended a ridge with a gentle slope to the dividing mountain, which separates the waters from the middle fork of Clark's River from those of the Wisdom and Lewis's River. I observed the appearance of old buffalo roads, and some head into the mountains. The Indian woman, wife to Charbonneau, informed me that she had been in this plain frequently, and that she knew it well, that the creek which we descended was a branch of the Wisdom River, and when we ascended the higher part of the plain, we would discover a gap in the mountains in our direction to the canoes, and when we arrived at that gap, would see a high point of a mountain covered with snow in our direction to the canoes. I proceeded on about 5 miles to some small dry timber on a small creek and encamped. Captain William Clark, July 6, 1806.
When Clark saw the high mountain Sacagawea had mentioned, he took a compass bearing and recorded south 56 degrees east. He may have had only a compass, but his calculations were very accurate. Sacagawea is often depicted these days as pointing the way for the captains, and given much credit for guiding. This only happened on a few occasions. She was a competent member of the party, providing information about routes and other foods. She rescued documents from capsized canoes and was a good interpreter with the Shoshone, her native tribe. She justly deserves credit for contributing success to the venture, but did not always point the way. Today, Clark's party evidently crossed the Continental Divide from Ravalli County to Beaverhead County, Montana, by way of Gibbons Pass, then went down Trail Creek toward the valley of the Big Hole River. The buffalo trails the party saw were no doubt made by the mountain bison, not the plains bison. The knobs Lewis wrote about in his journal entry do not appear in any of the expedition's maps. They were located in the Nevada Valley, Powell County, Montana. Tomorrow, buffalo and elk.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.